If I hosted my flat on Airbnb for 15 days, I could fly to Melbourne to see my family.
I could buy 2 football season tickets for me and my brother.
Or about 39 moderately priced handbags.
I'll be honest, I'll probably just buy that new sofa.
Host your home today to get the things you want tomorrow. Become a host in London with Airbnb.
Hi, this is Ella from the Deliciously Ella podcast, which is currently in partnership with Dell and Microsoft. Windows 10 Pro lets you focus on running your business instead of your IT. Dell's small business technology advisors give you the tech, advice, and one-to-one partnership to fuel your business growth. Having grown our business from nothing, I know how valuable that good, reliable advice is. To find out more about our business, come and have a listen to the Deliciously Ella podcast.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay. Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Anna, God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers,
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony,
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster,
give them hell, Miss Noel,
the incredible edible Matthews sisters, and Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bras. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm from the Rose Breaks Bachelor podcast as well. And here I am with Ben Mandelker, my little internet hubby and podcast partner in life.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Everybody, welcome to Below Deck Day. We are in New York City getting ready to do our show tomorrow night. We're going to cover Real Housewives of Dallas. And then Friday night, we're going to cover Real Housewives of New York, a classic episode from Morocco, episode 410. And then in November, we're going to be in Seattle, December in Nashville. And we will announce some 2019 dates coming up soon. Thank you to everybody who buys us tickets and comes out. We are so excited to meet you and see those of you that we've already met. This week's bonus episode is really fun. We talk about A Star Is Born. So if you want to hear that, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find a whole bunch of new ringers there. There's like a ton of them there. So go sign up for that. And I think that's it, Ben.
I know. I'm so excited for our show tomorrow. I'm like truly, truly excited. New York audiences are like our home away from home, you know? It all began in New York, all our touring, so I'm really excited.
Yes. We both live there. We both love our New York City. I get to see some of my best friends when I go there. I just love New York. And it's so amazing to be back here.
You know what else I love? Below Deck. I love Below Deck, and we're only 2 episodes into this new season, but I feel like it's going to be an amazing season because I'm so into it so far. I love this cast. This is a good cast.
Yeah, Below Deck is so good, and they already got so far into it. My goodness. Like, they're already going crazy.
Yeah, I can't believe we're only on the second episode. Also, I really think that Below Deck deserves attention for its beautiful cinematography because this episode opens up with an aerial shot looking down on the yacht, my Sienna, as this douchebag Steve starts circling around on the jet ski. And it is like a beautiful, beautiful shot. Like this show needs to be recognized by the Emmys just for the visuals. We're not seeing this on a lot of TV. It is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, they're like, Steve could die. Get Steve in here. Wait, let's get that shot first. All right, you got the drone up there.
Let's let him go around a few more laps. That way we can get that drone up in the sky. All right, looks good. Looks good. Now get back in here.
Yeah, so we open with Steve running around on the jet ski and refusing to come back in. And Ross is like, Steve's refusing to take the life jacket. And the captain's like, how the fuck does that happen? God damn it. And I was like, oh, wow, this is a great way to open the show.
Yeah, second episode in a row that pretty much opened up with,
God damn it.
Mm. Yeah, and then his girlfriend, he has this girlfriend, Steve. I don't even know what her name is. But we see her on the deck looking out at Steve being like, Steve. I'm like, what are you saying, lady? She's just like quacking.
She reminds me of your imitation of Wonder Woman. Why you do that? She's like, Steve, why you do that in the water? Why, Steve?
Why you do that? Why you do that, Steve?
Why you drink so much, Steve? You drink so much. And he's like, no, I don't.
Life is short. I have to have fun. I'm like, life is also too long for you to be making these idiotic decisions.
So Ross is lecturing Chandler, which is always funny to say. Yeah. He's like, you've got to be stern with these guys. You can't just let them run around and do whatever they want. And Chandler's like, Now, I didn't notice last week that Chandler has total crazy person eyes. And yeah. I don't know if he just had them closed more last week than he did this week, because that's something I pick up on every show. I'm always looking to see who has crazy eyes, because, I mean, it works every time. Crazy eyes equals crazy people.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice them last week, but, man, they sure came through this week.
Yeah, it's hard to notice them because he sort of has, like, generic bland hotness. You know, when you look at him, you're like, he's a good-looking guy. And then you're like, I'm like, is he hot? It seems like he's hot, but there's some – I was like, I felt like I spent a lot of time debating whether or not he's hot or just good-looking, that I missed the crazy eyes entirely. And then I realized he's, like, workplace hot. Like, if he was in a workplace, you'd be like, oh, he's hot. But, like, TV, good-looking, you know?
He's, like, print model hot. Like, he's, like, Dockers hot, not Abercrombie hot.
Yeah. But then when you start to realize that he's the sort of person at your office who makes you fill out a form to, like, go to the vending machine, you're like,
Yes, that's when his facial expressions come in. He becomes that person. It's like a hot person, and then they start talking, and it's just the way that their personality shines through that you're like, oh, you have to put a bathroom key on a fucking broomstick because I'm that much of a criminal that I'm going to, like, steal the key to poop, really?
And now, like, your version of being fun is cornering me while I'm trying to have coffee in the lounge area and talking to me about an episode of Family Guy you once watched.
Oh, my God, he's so that guy. Bless his heart.
He is.
Because he doesn't seem like he's evil. He just really seems like, oh my God, I've got to prove myself to daddy.
Yeah, I agree. He doesn't seem evil. He just seems like a bureaucratic cog. Like, he's just that type, you know?
Yeah. And he's trying to be cool boss at first. He's like, hey, you coming to the company picnic? Oh, it's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
And then it's miserable every time. It's like he slowly gets more and more miserable at the picnic, you know?
Yeah, he's like, wearing his Three Doors Down t-shirt because he went to a concert in 2001 at, like, Jones Beach.
Yeah, so that guy.
Yeah.
So then the captain's like, so I gotta chase Steve? No, I'm not gonna do it. You know what? Take that ski and put the ski away. Never show the ski again.
Yeah,
you come off one of those skis 70 miles per hour, it's really hard to have a good time when you're dead.
Oh, yeah, those reefs will kill ya! And so Steve's like, it's no fun to ride by yourself. It sucks. This sucks.
You know what your friends are saying? It's no fun being on a yacht with Steve. It sucks.
Yeah. But he don't care. He's the richest one. He has 17 bathrooms.
Yeah.
He can do whatever he wants.
So meanwhile, up in the galley, Caroline's like, hey, Kate. Hey, so I made some coffee. You want to try it out? I don't know if it's too strong or something, but I don't know. Give it a try. And Kate's like, yes, it's strong. Give it to them.
Yeah, it's too strong. Tell them it's Tahitian. Yeah. So Chandler is Chandler's like, oh, it's a mistake on the deck crew, definitely. But, you know, like, having the captain come down kind of undermines my position. Yeah, because you're not playing your position properly, sir.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Why. Relax.
And then I wrote wide-eyed idiot. And this is where I was like, oh, the eyes.
The eyes, yeah. So now Steve is back on the boat, and now he wants breakfast after all his gallivanting along. So Adrian's cooking some Eggs Benedicts, and he and Steve goes into the kitchen. And he's like, so is breakfast coming? We're a little hungry. And so this is when Kate, you know, she's like, her like prickly defense comes up. She's like, you're in my space right now and you are making demands. So let me give you some Kate-isms to keep you satisfied. So she's like, you were on the jet ski, so I didn't want to start cooking then. He's like, well, but it's 10 in the morning. She's like, actually, it's 9:30 a.m., as any simpleton would know, because anyone could read a clock except for apparently you. So anyway, I hope you have a great morning. He's like, I just want to have some eggs Benedict. She's like, well, he's making them. As you can see right there, there are some clearly identifiable eggs Benedicts right there on the grill. So...
So then he wants a picnic on the beach, and they're not used to these beaches yet, so they don't know how they work, which apparently all beaches are different. But, you know, you learn things on this show. I have no idea. I know that the beach in Fire Island is very rocky and hurts my feet. Fuck that place.
Yeah.
So I guess I knew that, but they're all planning on this beach picnic, and Chandler's like, he was pissed, so I'm going to make sure this beach setup goes perfectly, which means it's not going to go perfectly at all.
Yeah, it'll be a disaster. I don't think we've ever seen a perfect beach setup on the show ever on any iteration of Below Deck. I also want to point out that Steve is wearing a hat that says Mexico Mansion, Acapulco, Tahiti Yachting Adventure. And then he's wearing a robe that says My Sienna, but also says Foam Man. So I think that he owns this Mexico Mansion thing in Acapulco, and he's like promoting it. And I guess the Tahiti Yachting Adventure is like, I guess he's saying like, oh, he's like, I'm going to Tahiti on a yachting adventure, and I also own Mexico Mansion. I guess that's what he's doing with his hat. And then it's weird to me, obviously the robe, he made the robe because it says Foam Man, which is like his nickname he's really trying to make happen, but is definitely not going to happen. Like, Fetch will happen before Foam Man, you know?
He's another Kenny. He's basically another Kenny, you know?
Yeah, hashtag no onions.
Yeah. So they're basically putting the beach picnic together. And Kate's like, I'm going to send you to set up, Josiah, so write a list. Because then when we have a list, you can check it off and be sure. Okay? And Josiah's like, oh. He just has that look on his face.
He's like, I'm going to write a list that just says Caroline, and then every day I'll just cross her off.
Look, there's 30 days till Christmas. It's a Caroline Advent calendar. Every day I just open up her mouth and shove a chocolate inside of it and tell it, be quiet, calendar.
It's the first ever Advent calendar where you actually poke in the doors and hurt what's on the inside.
Yeah, you actually poke at the doors and shove it full of chocolate so it'll shut up.
You actually wedge the little Carolines against the back of the calendar with the doors that are going inside instead of out.
It's a miracle. The calendar's crying.
I actually find chocolate kisses and jam them into the doors, pin her against them.
So the chef is in the kitchen while Caroline's getting stuff together in the pantry, and he's like, huh, I'm not sure about these guys. And she's like, oh, they're crazy, but my feet are on the ground. I'm totally okay. I'm totally fine. Everything's great. Everything is great.
Anything goes.
And he's like, whoa, I feel like you can snap, man. Like, not in a bad way. Is there a good way to say that?
She's like, excuse me, what do you mean by that? And she goes, he's like, I just feel like, you know, one second, like, you could, from one second to another, you could be like, fuck you, I hate you, you know? And then Caroline just goes, when did I do that? I'm like, right now.
You're doing it. You're turning, Dorinda. You're turning.
Yeah, she's like, when did I do that? She holds, like, a cleaver up into his throat.
Yeah.
When did I turn? When?
I knew this chef was too good to last. He's, like, dead on the floor.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you did it to Josiah. And she's like, oh, it's just that I'm hypersensitive to being told what to do, okay? It comes from... He goes, childhood issues. Yes! Yes, that's exactly right.
My dad is a narcissist. Oh, didn't make for a good dad. Oh.
He's like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah.
Because she's crying now, and Josiah walks and is like, are you okay, weak woman? She's like, oh, I'm fine. Good. Because I feel like crushing you later.
Stop crying over random things. You can cry over things that I control. Like, okay. And the chef tells us she's a sensitive person. This job can be really rough for mentally unstable snacks like her. It's like, Okay, buddy. So the deckhands are next, and Chandler's like, I've done hundreds of beach setups, but Tahiti's different. There's so many rocks. I just don't have time to show Riley the ropes, because Riley is the questioner. She's walking around going, what do? Do I do it like this, or do I do it like that? Here's how it is in Alaska, brah.
Yeah, well, she's asking questions because she needs to learn. And Chandler is doing that thing like, I don't have time. Like, there's a rocky beach. I don't have time for questions. There's a rocky beach, you know? And so her thing is like, listen, I was a captain in Alaska, all right? I was a captain in Alaska. So, like, I understand things. Like, I understand that rush that comes from finding a monster halibut, okay? Like, I was a captain in Alaska.
Yeah. Like, if I saw a Steve going around on a little jet ski he wasn't supposed to, I'd harpoon his ass and feed him to the crew, okay? That's how we do it in Alaska.
Yeah. So she's left on the deck while all the bros and Josiah go off to the beach to, like, check out to see if it's a safe beach to do the beach picnic on. And so Ashton, they sort of, like, get close to the beach, and Ashton jumps off, and he swims to shore, and Captain Lee's just watching from the whatever it's called. And he's watching, like, who the hell is over there swimming? God damn it! She's swimming!
Look, that guy's over there doing the goddammit stroke. And then Kate joins him to judge him, too. She's like, can you see what's going on over there? I don't see any tables.
Yeah, she's just up there to judge. It's hilarious. And then he, like, looks again, and she just – we just sort of see her walking around. I'm like, oh, I like that. Like, Kate is just casually passing judgment about everything in this room right now. Like, well, there's a chair over there. I wouldn't have put it there myself, but I guess that's where Captain Lee wants it.
Welcome to the judgment deck.
Yeah. So then Steve is downstairs being like, you know, I love Captain Lee, but he's all about safety. You know what? I'm 61 years old and I'm a crazy motherfucker. And it's like, Steve is there. He's saying this stuff. He's wearing a blazer with no shirt and a bow tie and a hat that has flowers in it. And I'm like, I don't think you're a crazy motherfucker. I think the better word is sad. Just sad right now.
Just sad, okay. You're sad, Zazzle shirt.
Yeah.
And then he's like, beach! Which is just disturbing on a lot of levels. So then Ross is like, boys, look, I've swam the waters, I've tested the beach, and it's too unsafe to load this shit. We need to make a call. And Chandler's like, oh my god, we need to make a call. He's like, that's right, we need to make a call. So they're like, we're calling it. We're not having this picnic. It's unsafe. And the captain's
Josiah's just sitting there like, I could have told you that 5 minutes ago.
Let's just put a blanket over but Caroline and eat off of her.
Picnic? Are you talking about the sort of thing that Kate and I shall be doing when we discuss Caroline? Oh, you mean an actual picnic.
So
Kate tells Steve that there's going to be no beach picnic. And he's like, no, not happening. And she's like, okay, well, would you like to talk to Captain Lee about it? Because clearly you were not scared off by my angry glares at you. And that's unfortunate because they are very effective to most people.
I promised my guests a fun time and a beach, and I won't accept no. Don't make me look stupid, Kate. Too late. Too late.
Yeah. So he goes up there. Captain Lee's like, I spent a lot of money on this charter for this boat, which is like the most obnoxious thing. Like, I spent a lot of money. You got this boat on a massive, massive discount, okay? You didn't, I mean, you spent money, but like, don't act like you just rented like the Queen Mary.
Yeah. So, and the captain's like, yeah, but you can't just arbitrarily say, he's like, I can do whatever I want. Look, Steve, I can't manufacture a beach. All right.
Yeah, so Steve's like, fine, then I'm gonna dive off the side of this boat. It's like, all right, well, knock yourself out, you know. And so then Captain Lee radios down to Kate. He's like, all right, Kate, let's proceed with lunch on the boat. And Kate just goes, copy, I am. Like, of course we're doing that. I'm already, you don't even have to tell me, I'm Kate. I've already actually put the lunch out, so thank you.
And Steve's like, listen, you either do the picnic or I'm jumping. And he's like, just jump then, okay? What the fuck do I care?
I don't care. You think I've never seen someone jump off a boat before?
Oh, so Ooh, so Caroline goes up to Steve, and she's like, oh, hi, Steve. It's me, Caroline. You probably forgot about me already, like everybody else on this goddamn boat. I know you're not happy. Well, I mean, I don't know if you're happy, but I hope you're... I know you're probably not. And he's like, I'm always happy. I'm Steve. She's
Jesus,
like, but are
I've
you
never
content?
Seen it. She gets like a psychological profile. But are you happy, Steve? Are you happy? Because I have to tell you, I'm not. I've never seen an ironing board talk so much.
Are you an... Was your father a narcissist, Steve? Was he a narcissist?
So then they... The whole lunch gets put out, this Polynesian barbecue, whatever it is. So Josiah's serving the women. He's like, all right, here, right now, this is right here. It's a shrimp salad with mint carrot. It's what I call the Caroline.
He's like, we've started with blank plates. It represents Caroline's brain.
You may notice that we're not on the beach, that there is nothing out there. We call that the Caroline experience.
All right, everybody, we've dropped the anchor, otherwise known as Caroline's personality. So clown music starts playing, and Steve jumps off the boat, and his wife's like, what is Steve hollering about? Why do
what
that?
What is this boat? She's like, the current is so strong. He's like, yeah. So then he jumps off the boat being wacky, because that's what you do when you're wacky. Who let the dogs out? Am I right? Woof, woof.
So someone's calling you, Caroline.
So Kate's just like sitting there. Suddenly Kate has a parasol, and she's just sitting there at the edge of the boat going, bye, have a nice trip. Live your best life.
So the wife is like, we're not waiting for Steve, right? Like, no. And Kate goes, that looks like a dead body. Because Steve's just floating in the water.
Josiah just turns and says, she was talking about you, Caroline.
So Ashton hoses him off, and he's like, yeah, you're hosing me up? Yeah, hose me up. It feels good. Ashton's like, oh, Jesus, what did I do to deserve this?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then in the galley, Josiah's like, oh, I know. We have a blender. I think I saw a Nutribullet downstairs. And he goes to get it, and Kate's like, he is my favorite second stew of all time.
Wow. He is so wonderful. It makes up for the fact that I don't even have a third stew this year. She's like, hello. Is the dish rack talking? I think your oven is beeping. What a noise.
So
it's nighttime. Unless I skipped something you wanted to discuss.
No, I was just going into Riley and Chandler.
Yeah. So it's nighttime. I think it's the same thing, because Chandler's like sitting there at the table, and he's like, I'm going to go to sleep soon so I can wake up early and set up the boat perfectly, because that's an interesting part of my personality.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, Ross can handle the late night, but in the morning, I need to do the morning thing. And Riley's like, well, I was going to do rounds unless there's something specific you want. You know, sometimes in Alaska, they'll have me do specific things, and sometimes I just walk around the boat, you know, like telling the guys to stop barfing on the deck. I mean, I can shammy if it's not done. He's like, questions. This is so difficult.
She's like, listen, I used to be a captain. I don't take any ifs, ands, or halibuts. See what I did there?
She's like, I don't want any of your attituna. All right there, boss.
Stop acting like a real crab. See, that's actually not really a play on words, just a general phrase, I guess people would say. Anyway, I'm going to go shammy. So then while Chandler is getting ready to go to bed, it's like 8:30 p.m. and we see Josiah and Kate talking in the bunk, doing exactly what last week we anticipated they'd be doing, which is talking shit about Caroline.
Curling each other's hair, yeah. Talking
Josiah's
about Caroline.
Like, I was doing lunch and I walked in and Caroline was like, I think she was crying. What a weak soul she is.
Well, wouldn't you know, she was things were coming from her eyes. I don't know what they were. She was shaking.
Are you sure it was Caroline? Well, now that you say it, it could have been a lampshade. It's hard to know these days.
So then Caroline's like, I'm fine. Doesn't care. Oh, was this a clip where she's saying, I'm fine? I just have Caroline going, I'm fine, I'm good. Because he's like, are you okay, Caroline? She's like, I'm good. I'm really good. Great.
She probably was doing that at that time in the bathroom. She's just looking at herself in the mirror. I'm fine, Caroline.
So then Chandler, the next day, Chandler sees Caroline. Yeah. And he's like, so how's your day? And she goes, well, I've been made aware. What?
It's not the next day. It still happened. It's like.
Oh, it's right now. So he's like, how's your day? And she's like, well, I've been made aware that I come off as someone who could snap. I wasn't aware of that.
He's like, you are holding a knife to my throat. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I'll just put that back down. I'll just go right over here and. Just relax for a little bit. He's like, and I'm going to go to sleep at 8:45.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Fascinating. So Steven's that kind of guy to go to Spencer's Gifts and buy, like, trip presents. And so he's bought a bunch of those shirts that look like you have a six-pack or you have, like, really big boobs or whatever.
Yeah.
That's his big contribution to the next half hour of the show. So he makes the captain wear one. And his doesn't have pecs or anything. And he's like, how do you like me now, Steve?
Yeah.
Steve's like, well, I'm the one with the six pack. And he's like, don't think I didn't notice that, buddy.
Captain Lee's like actively upset about it. He's like, well, the least he could have done was give me some abs. So then downstairs in the crew mess, Ross and Riley are talking. And Ross is like, you know what I have to say? I really appreciate your enthusiasm, Riley, and really I like that you're keen to learn. It's almost as if you're a captain of your own ship. I am. That's what I like about you. She's like, you know what? In Alaska, I'm a captain. I'm not stupid, okay? Teach me how to do something. I'll do it, okay? That's what I can do. Like, I just want to say, like, don't forget that I'm here. Like, use me. And then at which point, Brian, like, steps out of his door, which is, like, right there in the crew mess. He's like, hey, guys. I'm a very light sleeper, so I'm like, oh, fuck you. And I want to call him, I keep wanting to call him Brian, because he really reads to me like a Brian with a Y, but he's a Chandler. I even wrote down, did I just say Brian just now? Because I wrote down here on my notes, Brian says, I'm a very light sleeper, you guys. His name's not, there's not even a single person on this cast named Brian, but like multiple times on this, in my notes, I wrote down Brian.
But there was like a Brian. There was a Brian Bosun. Remember, a couple of years ago. So maybe that's who you're thinking of.
Which one was the Brian Bosun?
Wasn't he the one who wanted to put his thumb up that girl's butt in the hot
tub?
Oh,
yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah,
I feel like Brian is more like not a name. Maybe it's like a category. Like if you're just like a sucky, if you're just like a lame bosun, you're a Brian.
Yeah. So Chandler Brian. He's like, guys, very light sleeper. Well, then don't sleep in the kitchen. Or don't sleep in the crew mess, okay? Get a different room. And then I love that Ross doesn't even give a crap. He's like, sorry, bro. And then Riley's like, oh, well, it's hard to keep whispering when I'm having a conversation, but I'll try. I was like, oh, no. Riley is already going to turn out to be crazy.
Yeah, but she's crazy, but I'm, like, on her side. Like, so far, I like her. I'm surprised that I like her so much. Because she is crazy, but I want to say Brian. Chandler is like a dick. So I'm like on her side.
I'm not. You better not give me lip like that. I'll throw you over the boat. I'm your boss.
Well, she's crazy. She's definitely deranged. But he's a dick, you know? So now like dinner's being served upstairs. And everyone's like, wow, Steve is like sober. It's weird. He's actually being somewhat pleasant. That's nice.
Yeah, and he's like, my low-carb diet's out the fucking window. Like, when did that start? I like that Steve has, like, a diet like me, you know? It's like, I make it 5 minutes, and I'm like, yes, guys, I'm keto, okay?
Yeah, I'm like, I hate to break it to you, Steve, but do you know what your alcohol is made of?
Yeah.
Carbs.
So then we start seeing a little thing in the chef, this immature sense of humor he has, because he's so, like, hippie and calm and, like, above everything. But then he's telling us, like, flavors are balance, okay? Sweetness, acidity, texture. Have some balls, yeah! And Kate's like, you know, he's like a puppy. A little puppy that you know is going to be great and smart, but in the meantime, he's humping people's legs. Like, please don't do that.
Yeah.
Please, puppy.
It's really annoying. So then Steve and Captain Lee hug after dinner, and Captain's like, it's good to have you on board, Steve. Your crazy little boar face is just so fun to see here. So Steve's like, all right, let's go jacuzzi. I thought we're going to go jacuzzi in. Let's go jacuzzi. And everyone's just like running away from him on the boat, like just like scattering around, hiding in like Larry and Barry's room in the engineering space.
I love that his sobriety lasted 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He's already wasted again. Then Caroline comes up to Kate and she's like, what do you want me to do, Kate? What do you want me to do? What should I be doing right now? Kate goes, oh, just knock off. You did so good today. And she's like, aw, thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Kate. Who should I knock off? No, just go. You're done. That's what that means. Oh, okay. You can put away that knife now. All right. So then Steve like throws a whole bunch of foam stuff into the hot tub. So all these bubbles, the hot tub just starts bubbling over. It's just like a big old foam mess. And Josiah's there and he's just looking. He goes, where are these bubbles coming from? Caroline, did you do this, Caroline? Caroline? It's just like a big, fluffy, empty mess.
And no one will come in. No one will come in with him. So he's just like, jacuzzi! Jacuzzi! I want Kate! I want Kate here! I want Kate here!
They don't call me the foam man for nothing. I'm like, they don't call you anything at all, sir.
So Steve ends up alone in the hot tub. He's like, no one came to my foam party. If nobody wants to come to my foam party, fuck them all.
I was so mad at production for then giving Steve like a little interview where he goes, I love foam. I'm like, how dare you indulge this production? Now he's going to be like, yeah, they loved my shtick on that show. They even let me go in there. First ever guest to do an interview thing. So I love foam. It's my thing. It's like, oh. No.
I'm the foam guy. So the next morning, the chef is just doing yoga, which I don't know why that bothers me. But I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
I just wrote it's yoga, annoying. Ugh.
Yeah. And Caroline wakes up and she's like, you know what I decided today? Remember when Josiah said, shh, to me? I'm gonna let it go. I'm gonna let it go. It's totally fine. It's totally, totally fine. Yeah.
We have too much of a good thing going to throw it away on a shh. So here I am, Caroline, ready for a new day, brand new day.
So now there's some anchor stuff. Like they have to pull up an anchor, and Chandler's like, "Hey, Captain, we need you to thrust to the port." And Captain Lee's like, "Thrust to the port." That seems pretty impossible if it's at the 3 o'clock position, huh? Huh? He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I meant starboard. That's right, starboard.
Starboard. And then Steve is standing next to the captain in the wheelhouse, and he's like, starboard's the port, even I know that shit. He's like, all right, Steve, get out now, okay? This was fun, leave.
Like, clear the bridge. So Ross is up there on the boat, like, doing these, like, hand gestures that make it look like he's doing some weird like 1987 like experimental German dance moves, you know, like weird robot. He's like,
and the captain's like, God, I love his hand signals, he's way better. And then an airplane lands on the boat and everybody dies. All right, well, they weren't the right hand signals, I'll give them that, but at least he's trying.
So then breakfast is being served, and meanwhile Riley is like bringing up all these fenders from down beneath wherever. She's like in a manhole on the yacht or something, and she's like, so this do we arrange these manholes with a like ball front or a shaft or whatever, or like how do we arrange the manholes? They're like, whatever. Oh, too many questions, so many questions, like she never ends the questions. She's like, I'm just trying to find out like where to put the fenders, you know.
Yeah, he's not really helping her at all. But then they do make it look like she never shuts up with questions. And now they're just openly mocking her. The guys are like, ho, idiot. So then, speaking of, Caroline goes to Josiah, and she's like, hey, Josiah, Brosiah, hi, it's me, Caroline, remember me? Okay, look, I know it's water under the bridge, but I just want you to know I'm super grateful for you, and I don't even care that you told me to shush. Remember when you did that? That was so mean. But it's not like me now because I got over it because it's water under a bridge. Oh, my God. I'm still standing on the boat. I'm getting hit in the face of the boat. I'm dead. Okay. Well, I just died. Thanks a lot, Josiah.
Like, Josiah's like, I have a question. If I roll you over some nails, will you suck them up? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were the vacuum cleaner.
Hannah from all the way over on another continent's like, did you hear that, honey? He said to drink nails, honey.
Drink the nails, honey. So now there's like time to dock. Docking drama, docking drama, docking drama. And guess what? They docked.
Yeah, everybody's fine. So yeah. Then Steve is like, God, it's been funny. Nobody came to a phone party. I didn't even get to ride on the thing in the water. And he's like, focus, Steve. God damn it.
Yeah.
And Steve's like, well, I don't want to give you some ratty envelope full of ratty money. So here's a bag.
Here's a bag with my company name on it, in case you didn't see Mexico Mansion enough times over the past 2 days. It's like, okay, thanks, Steve. Mexico Mansion.
The captain tells us, on charter, you can have people who are douchebags just because they're shit people. But Steve doesn't have any malice behind his douchebaggery. I hope he never grows up.
Well, I don't think he will anytime soon. He's 61.
Yeah.
So now it's like time to clean the boat. Time to turn over the boat. So everyone's cleaning and cleaning and cleaning. And Adrian goes into the galley and Caroline's there. She goes, hi, today is such a good day. He's like, oh, my God. Like up against the corner holding up his knives.
The captain tells him, all right, you're going to. Oh, wait, is this a tip meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, this was a very difficult first charter. Adrian handled it like a pro. Kate, the interior team performed flawlessly.
I know.
Yeah.
And
she goes, yeah. Yeah.
And Ashton, that diaper. God dang it. Now, here's the and they only got 15 grand. And Josiah and Kate just look at each other like, seriously? 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 Seriously?
Yeah, Josiah, we put a grown man in a diaper and all we got was $15,000. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Steve. You really Carolined it up.
So the captain's like, all right, go out and have fun tonight. But don't forget, don't embarrass yourself and don't embarrass the boat, Caroline. That was my line. Sorry, gay fella. We'll get you next time.
So now it's like more cleaning and Josiah's like, isn't it odd that that one red balloon is popping all the other little balloons? Oh, no, that's Caroline, Josiah. Oh.
So
that makes much more sense.
So Ashley and Riley are talking. And I love... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I was going to say Ross. I was like, wait a minute, that's not the scene I wrote down. So Ashley and Riley.
Yeah. Ashton, yeah.
Ashton and Riley are talking.
The names are hard. They are,
because I only write down the first three letters. So I have Ashton Rill. And I'm like, wait, what? Oh, yeah. Where am I? What am I talking about? So Ashley's like, that's quite a tattoo. And Riley's like, yeah, my fiancé, my ex-fiancé, and I thought it would be good to tattoo our Insta names on each other. And that is like my only love. I regret it, but you know, like, I was a captain in Alaska, so I was like,
I always knew our love couldn't work because I'm more of like a Clarendon girl and he's more of a Hefe.
I'm more like halibut from the ocean and he's more like farm raised salmon, if you know what I mean. It like really upset him, you know.
Yeah. So Caroline's like, hey, yeah, Josiah, you want to go up to the bow? He's like, sure. Hey, Ross, I'm putting on Find My Phone. If you don't see me after 20 minutes, please use that feature.
I know you're kidding. I know you're kidding. I'm not kidding. So they sit up there and she's like, oh, gosh, you know, Josiah is the toughest nut on the crew, but I just have this thing in me. I just need to know people, really understand them. Like, oh, no.
I just love to crack a good nut. Just crack it wide open. Just clamp it right in there till it cracks and it's everywhere.
It's like a jellyfish hitting a Mack truck. So she's starting to have girl talk with Josiah, which is hilarious. She's like, I matched with a guy on Tinder like 3 months away from here. And he's like, fascinating. Here are your three choices. You can hook up with Ashton the Diaper Man, Ross the Insecure One, or Wide-Eyed Idiot. Which one will you take? And she's like, are you gay?
Yeah. He's like, oh, I guess I'll indulge this as this will pass the time and I can tell Kate about this dreadful conversation we're having on this awful deck that I've never been to before. He's like, talks about being gay and growing up gay and like people thought he was supposed to look gay. He's like, what does it mean to look gay? I don't know what that means or whatever. She's like, oh my God, this is great. I'm talking to a real life gay person right now. Oh. So, and she's like, don't you just want to jump off this boat and go swimming? And he goes, no.
So then it's like, because they're all getting ready to go out. Mm-hmm. And Ross, I love Ross's jealousy of Ashton that's like never going to stop.
Yeah.
You look good, bro. You should stay home, bro. Look at those muscles. Wow. Enjoy spending time alone here in bed.
Does that shirt even fit, bro? I'm like, why is it that every time these two are alone together, it's truly a gay porn about to start?
Yeah. Also, Ross, no one's stopping you from doing push-ups. Okay?
It looks like Ross has a pretty good body, so I don't know why he's so like feels so defeated by Ashton. I think actually Ross is a better looking person than Ashton, believe it or not.
Well, he's gel. All that matters is what Ross thinks of Ross, right, guys?
That's true. So Riley comes out and she's wearing like a sheer white dress where basically her nips are showing through, and she has to have like pixelated for the rest of the episode. And Kate sees it and she's like, huh, and then she goes, where's your bra? Joss.
Why are you naked right now? I don't know what kind of look she's going for, but I don't think it's legal.
I almost wanted to see Kate go up to Riley and say, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, because now Josiah and I have something to talk about later tonight. Thank you so much.
The editors are probably so pissed because they have to use special effects now every time they go out, because they can only bring like three outfits in their suitcase,
yeah.
You know?
It's true. I'm like, just get some pasties, you know?
So Chandler tells him, yeah, guys, when I step off the boat tonight, I'm not your boss. And Riley, of course, takes that totally literally. She's
yeah.
like, great, I'm going to abuse him.
Yeah, which is, by the way, like, huge red flag. Whenever a boss says, by the way, right now, guys, I'm not your boss, I'm just a friend. It's like, huge red flag. You're a boss more now than even on the ship.
Another red flag, when a redheaded girl grows up and still wears Annie's outfit from the Broadway musical Annie. Caroline, I mean, wow. I get trying to be friends with the gay guy, but you're going a little far. She's like, it's a hard knock life for me. Shut up.
Tomorrow, I won't break tomorrow. It's only a teardrop away. Josiah's like, kill me now. Slowly and uncomfortably.
Annie, you've been canceled.
Annie, get your gun and shoot yourself in the face with it.
Everyone's getting toasty at dinner, and the chef's like, oh, look at those blue drinks. Are they like Smurf jizz or something? It's like, oh, God.
Yeah. Kate's like, so, Ashton, tell me about your backstory. I feel like there's something I could mock you about. So he's like, well, first thing, I went to university and I studied entrepreneurship. You know, I took classes and lots of different things. And when I was in college, I was I danced on the side to earn some money to keep me keen on my academics. And Kate's like, dancing?
Ballroom? That was so funny to me. And he's like, mail review. And she goes,
she's like, that, just like I said, ballroom.
He goes, mail review, bare butt butler. And she's like, bare butt butler? He's like, bare butt butler. And she goes, oh, well, he went to butler school as well, didn't you?
She's like squeezing Josiah's knee under the table as they speak. Like, I hope you're listening. Please stop staring at that crazy floral arrangement at the other end of the table. Oh, I'm sorry, Caroline. I thought that was you. I didn't realize that was you.
Maybe yeah. far away.
It's like, oh, God, ignore her.
Everyone, let's just make a vow together to ignore her at the end of the table, please. Just, she'll go away. So, Ashton's like, yeah, Yeah, it was only musical. It was nothing too major. I mean, you see Bum, and then Bum's gone. You see Bum, and then Bum's gone.
And then she just repeats it. She's like, you see Bum, then Bum's gone. You see Bum, then Bum's gone. And Caroline's just showing her Caroline. Ass. Yeah, she's just showing her ass. She's like, we've hypnotized Caroline, idiot.
Caroline. Oh, dear. Caroline thinks that a male review is what men do when they go on Yelp.
She's like, I want to review a man. No, Caroline, idiot.
I give you 2 stars, Caroline. I'm just being friendly. So Caroline, meanwhile, is like, I love you guys. I truly do. It's been 24 hours, you stupid wench.
Like when the chef tells Riley, have you ever, he's like, have you ever had pate? She's like, it's like a spread that you put on bread. And she's like, I've had Spam.
Yeah. And then it's like getting hot and she's like, I'm already sweating my lady balls off. I guess I just have to cool myself off by blowing on my tits. Ashton's erection basically is like causing the table to rise up. It's like, whoa. Guys, you notice our table is floating a little bit.
So they all go dancing and clubbing. And
did you see that when they got in the vans to go to the club, Caroline and Riley were in the same van, and they're like, Riley says something like, whoa, bunch of redheads, and Caroline goes, fire in the hole, and Riley goes, literally.
What does that mean?
It means red pubes. Red pubes.
Oh.
Josiah is scowling at you, Ronnie.
I feel like I have Josiah's scowl on my face right now that you said.
He's
that.
Like, I'm like, ew. More like boredom in the hole.
So now they go dancing, and basically Ashton is like, party! You bare butt butler.
He's basically his game is to walk up to every woman and tell them that they're beautiful, but he doesn't realize that that's also the MO for every gay man on this planet. So this one was like, I'm sorry, are you gay? He's like, I'm Smith, be a butler. Say. Male review.
He's like, it's my game plan to just say you're gorgeous. They're like,
I'm just gonna go up to them and say like, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I want to share my heart with you. So I just go up and go, share? Share? Lock share?
Would you like me to give you a straw's hand?
I'm totally gaga over you. Gaga. Gaga. I'm so into gaga.
Come on, babe. Don't be like a virgin.
Don't make me feel low. I don't want to be low. Man, I feel low. Man low. Am I right? Man low.
So he's basically parting, and Chandler is immediately like, all right, time to go home. We've got to wake up and get the boat cleaned.
Yeah. It's like, oh, God. Of course, Chandler is like the party pooper. I mean, they all sort of look like they're ready to go, but Chandler is the one who sort of introduces that. He's like, okay. So they're like, so what? And Kate's like, so what time are you going to be starting your getting everyone on deck tomorrow? Like 9? And he's like, 9? No. I'm sorry. He's not Australian. He's like, 9. He's like, no, how about 8? 8 at the latest. We're going to wake up early with smiles on our face, and we're going to be like, oh, I'm so glad we left a fun club so we could wake up early and wash things.
Yeah, and Ashton's like, fuck similar, no, mate. I ain't going nowhere. I don't want to go home. Why don't you just leave me here, bro? Leave me here. And then so this guy makes the decision that nobody can leave unless everybody's leaving at the same time, which you don't get to make up the rules anyway. And well, why is everybody else sitting there letting him make up the rules?
Because I think, honestly, it's that's probably a production issue that either they all leave the club together or not. Like I think if you look at a lot of reality shows like Jersey Shore or whatever, they all had to leave together. So it's probably like, oh, we can't go back until Ashton is done. And so Kate is sitting there with Josiah because Ashton's like dancing or trying to hit on someone and he's being just like drunk. And Kate says to Josiah, Ashton is a savage animal. And Josiah goes, yeah. And Kate goes, and so is Riley. Josiah's like, yeah. And also as the savage animal, that crazy red pile of trash over there. Oh, I'm so sorry, Caroline. I thought you were a savage person at the club.
The least savage is that balloon animal standing right there.
That's a much better version. Yeah, thank you, Ron.
That's Caroline.
You know who's not savage? That strange stop sign who wandered into the club. I didn't even know stop signs like to dance.
Have you ever seen a lollipop cry?
Isn't it weird seeing that Kool-Aid man doing the samba? Hey, there's a savage tomato over there.
So they're trying to get Ashton out, and he's like, nah, it's just been called Madonna, or whatever. So he's like not wanting to.
I can't stop moving. He literally says that. And Brian's doing this whole thing. Everyone came as a team. Everyone's leaving as a team. I'm like, okay, you're at a club. Okay, this is not, you did not go to a ropes course. You're not at a company retreat. You're at the club, okay? So at 1:15 a.m., they finally all leave. And Chandler is, like, really upset. By the way, did I just call Chandler Brian again?
No, you just called him Chandler.
Okay, wanted to make sure. Mm. So Chandler's, like, upset. They get into the van, and he's all huffy. He's all, like, and he's sitting next to Riley, and she's like, well, so 8 a.m., huh? And he goes, no. Now everyone has to be up at 6 a.m. because everyone has to be punished. And she's like, well, if you wake everyone up at 6 a.m., everyone's going to be pissed off at you. He's like, huh? She's like, I'm just saying, everyone's going to be pissed off at you. And then he gets mad at her for saying that. And honestly, I didn't think that she was being that lippy. I think she was saying it pretty normally.
I didn't. I thought she was being totally lippy. But then he's overreacting, and she's overreacting. And I'm guessing just because they're drunk. But he's, like, wanting his control moment, and she's not giving it to him. She's like, but you said we were here as friends and not as you weren't my boss, so that's why I'm talking to you like that. And he's like, blah, blah, blah. And it just escalates and escalates and escalates, and before you know it, she's, like, yelling at him.
Yeah, exactly. And then even then, like, at this point, well, she winds up yelling at him more later in the episode, but in the van, she's just being like, but you said, like, talk to you like a friend. That's what I'm doing. And then Chandler tells us in the interview, it doesn't mean you can treat someone like a complete savage. I'm like, she was not treating you like a savage, okay? Maybe her voice was a little bit raised, but you were taking this way out. Like, you were way, like, over-dramatizing this. She basically was just being like, why are you making us wake up at 6 a.m.? That's crazy, and you're going to turn everyone against you.
Yeah.
And I don't want to wake up at 6 a.m.
Yeah, she just kept repeating it over and over, I think was her mistake. Yeah, because then she cements it, you know, she cements it in his mind. Instead of being like, waking up and being like, okay, maybe that was too harsh or whatever. She turns it into this thing where he's like, no, everyone's gonna wake up at 6 a.m., yeah. Damn it. So they get back to the boat, and he immediately goes up to the dry erase board and writes, deck, 6 a.m. And she's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, because she's like, the whole team pays for it. And by the way, I do have to say, though, because you know me, I like getting on a high horse about this shit. But, like, him calling her being, like, a savage, like saying that she was being savage about it, not saying that she was, he wasn't saying she was a savage, but the fact that he thought that her tone of voice was, like, at the level of being savage about it is, like, the bullshit that women always have to deal with. Like a moment, like, whether or not, like, let's just take it out of the, like, whether or not she was right to raise to protest or whatever, let's take that out of that. That's not the issue. She was not, like, screaming in the car. She wasn't like, you are a monster. You are out of control on a power trip. She was just like, no. She was pushing back. But the fact that he interprets that as her being savage is, like, that's bullshit. And I feel bad because I feel like women have to deal with that all the time. There, my rant is over.
This one was a cuckoo bird to me. Like, I'm not
cuckoo.
On that page at all. Like, She starts stomping around the boat like, I am pissed. You better get me some dessert, and it better be chocolate because I am mad. And then now, she's sitting right outside of it. And you have to remember that he's doing the interviews after all this has happened. So he's probably bringing the screaming and yelling thing she was doing into it. Who knows?
Yeah, that's probably true. But the point was that, like, he made her sound like she was out of control. And I don't think she was out of control. And then, like, they get onto the boat, and he's like, the whole team pays for it. The whole team. We're waking up at 6 a.m. So then Ross goes in to talk. And then that's when she comes in. She does, like, are you fucking kidding me? And Ross is like, I'll take care of this. So at this point, I mean, she should not have said, are you fucking kidding me? But they are being so condescending to her. Like, they've sort of been condescending all episode long. So I kind of get it why she snapped a little bit, aside from the fact that she is crazy. Well, and I like that she demands dessert. I'm like, exactly. That's what you should do. Demand a dessert.
Well, Ross is, and also Chandler has no respect from any of his crew, which is funny because Ross is telling him, no, you know what you should do is maybe calm down a bit and then maybe later come back and, you know, whatever. And he's like, right. No, we're not doing that. He's like, but if you know, if we wake up at 6 a.m, you're going to have people pissed. He's like, we're waking up at 6 a.m. He's like, all right, there, I've said my piece. And he leaves. Yeah. But he does Ross, what she was trying to do, but much more calmly. And it still doesn't work because now he's so pissed about it.
Yeah, and Ross is sort of funny because he's, like, so atypical for Below Deck. Normally we get the person who's, like, been a bosun elsewhere and then is, like, not the bosun and then gets all pissed that the bosun's not doing things the way they want. And Ross is, like, so even-keeled about it. He's like, well, it's not the way I would have done it. That's not how I did it when I was a bosun on a larger ship. But you know what? That's okay. He has to learn, and I like that he's learning. It's like, what? Huh? What, Ross? So there's screaming upstairs. And my favorite thing was Kate and Josiah just, like, scampering up the staircase to find out what all the drama was. They're like, let's listen.
And she's eating Cheetos. She's, like, sitting there eating Cheetos listening. And then they go downstairs because she is ranting and raving now. She's so mad. And she's, of course, in the crew mess, which is right across from his door when he's already told people to shut up from there before. And so she's going off, and then Kate's like, what happened? How did this even happen? And she's like, well, he's telling me women and we're friends, and then I'm not supposed to talk to him that way. And then and Kate goes, yeah, but he's right. So.
Yeah. Well, because she's like, he said, fucking stop talking to me. And I said, are you saying that as a boss or as a friend? And Kate goes, both. Yeah, that's what he said. He was right. Hey, guys, can I sit down here? No, these seats are taken. What about this one? No, taken. There's only 3 of you guys sitting here. Taken.
We have nothing for you here.
So Chandler steps out of his room, and the moment he steps out of his room, Ross just runs away. I don't know if you noticed that. Ross got up, he ran away, he's like, have a good night, boss, and just, like, leaves.
Boss.
And Chandler's like, you just straight up lost your shit. And Ryan's like, well, stop. Sorry to speak while you're fucking interrupting. And they just have a fight. And that's where it leaves off.
Yeah. I guess she's the one who gets fired, huh?
I don't know. Because
they made it look in the preview like it was going to be Crazy Caroline. But now I think it's going to be her. Because this girl, like she's got a temper on her. Damn. Yeah,
temper. She does. Well, it's a bad combination because she has a temper and he has bureaucratic urges. And those two things do not work well together.
Yeah. So that brings us to the end of Below Deck. Pretty fun one. Tomorrow night we are going to be in New York City. Come out and see us. We'll also be there Friday. And then November we're going to be in Seattle, December in Nashville. And go get your bonuses over on Patreon.com. You can find links to everything at WatchWhatCrappens.com, everybody.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Love you, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
If I hosted my flat on Airbnb for 15 days, I could fly to Melbourne to see my family.
I could buy 2 football season tickets for me and my brother.
Or about 39 moderately priced handbags.
I'll be honest, I'll probably just buy that new sofa.
Host your home today to get the things you want tomorrow. Become a host in London with Airbnb.